You're listening to Own Your Creativity with self-leadership coach Elizabeth Johnston. Welcome, welcome to day 17 of Empower Your Path. I am so excited and happy to be with you on this journey. Today, the topic is morning rituals. Now, there is actually a lot of scientifically based support for the importance of your morning ritual. And in fact, science seems to suggest that what you do in the first half hour of when you wake up can actually set the trajectory for how your day goes. And so that's why, you know, getting a handle on what you do as soon as you wake up in the morning is one of the most important things that you can do for your success and happiness in life. You have a morning ritual. And if you do, what is it and how consistent are you with that? Now, I have to be completely honest with you. I do have a morning ritual, but I am inconsistent with it. And sometimes I change it up, which is not being inconsistent, but sometimes I think, you know, I should just do it the same thing every single day. But I like to change up my meditations, and that's one of the things that I do is I listen to a meditation in the morning and to basically set me up for the day. Sometimes I listen to Joe Dispenza, sometimes I listen to David G, sometimes I listen to a few others, but Dispenza and David G are two of my favorites. And somebody that I like to listen to usually in the evening is Marissa Peer. And sometimes I listen to one or other of those throughout the day as well as a reinforcement. But in the morning, I just find that it sets me up really well for the whole day. And I like to do some exercising and some Qigong. And that's my three things that I like to do in the morning. And I know that when I do all three, I feel much better. And I feel like I'm more able and capable of dealing with the issues that are facing me, because we can't control how our day goes, but we can control how we react to it. And so I find that when I set myself up with my Qigong and my meditation and a little bit of stretching and exercising, that I feel energized and I feel calmer. And because I just did it in the morning, if something comes out of left wing and surprises me, the calm and peace that I felt just a few hours, it's really easy to get back to that feeling and center myself. Whereas I have found that if I don't do my morning rituals for, let's say, a week or so, that my quality of life actually decreases. My sanity, my sense of peace and calm and control is just not there like it is when I'm doing it consistently every single day. And the other thing about doing it right when you get up in the morning, this is something that I realize is so important. And I actually, way before I started doing morning rituals, I came across this book written by a fiction author, and she was giving writing advice. And one of the things that she suggested that we do is, hey, Own Your Creativity family. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you what you thought about an idea I have. What do you think about an in-person podcast episode? It would be a live event with guest panelists. We'd record the podcast episode on site, and you get to meet the guests as well as network with each other. These in-person events would take place in the area of Montreal and the South Shore initially, and who knows, maybe we'd have more farther afield in the future. Does that sound like fun? Would you come to a live in-person podcast event? So let me know by sending me a voicemail at bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, one word. And on this page, you simply click on the button that says start recording and leave your message. And if you have suggestions for shows, guests on the show, let me know that too. I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So that's bit.ly/speak to Elizabeth, all lowercase, to signal by voicemail your interest in a live in-person podcast event of Own Your Creativity. Now, let's get back to the episode. To as soon as you wake up in the morning, don't even get out of bed. Now, I know for some people, we need to have a bathroom break right as soon as we wake up, but she suggested that if at all possible, don't even do that. But if you have to, okay, run to the bathroom, then get right back into bed. But ideally, still be in the bed as you wake up and then start writing. And you'll be in that halfway between state, between waking and sleep. And this writer said that this is where some of your most potent ideas will be generated. And she suggested that you do this in the morning and you don't actually look at any of that writing. And in the afternoon, she would pick up where she left off the previous afternoon on her conscious write, whatever she was setting herself to accomplish. And so I did this experiment because I teach creative writing classes and fiction and memoir and poetry and screenwriting. And I also do business communication and self-management and self-leadership. So, and for me, just as an aside, all artists really benefit from self-leadership because it's all about sitting down every single day with that discipline to write. There's a writer who said, I only write when I'm inspired. And luckily, I'm inspired every day at 9 a.m. And so I did this experiment that this other writer suggested of writing at that in-between state. And I did that for 2 weeks. I didn't look at any of that writing. And in the afternoon, I was working on a different project. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, I went and I read all that stuff that I had scribbled in the early morning. Because you're half asleep, you're still lying down, and it's all higgledy-piggledy in your journal. But I was able to follow along with what I was writing about in the morning. And the quality of the images just blew me away. Had I been sitting in the afternoon trying to come up with these amazing connections, I would not have done it. And in fact, I didn't do it. However, what I saw was that some of what was going on in my mind in the morning found its sneaky way into my afternoon writing in a more sort of conscious, logical way, but it was there. And so this was so exciting because it made me realize that we have access to parts of our brain that we didn't realize. But in the day-to-day waking time, we don't have access to that. However, if you do things like this experiment, we can draw upon things that are inside of us, but we didn't know that we had access to. And so this is a long-winded way of saying to you that when you get up in the morning, you are much more susceptible and open to information that's coming at you. So that's why when you wake up, you don't want to immediately open your phone and see all of the messages that are waiting there for you and get overwhelmed with, oh my goodness, what am I going to do about this? You want to be able to put yourself in a state where you're open to the good things in the universe and create that space for you. So many people think, oh no, I've got to go and help this person. I've got to do this job. And they put themselves last. But the whole thing about a morning ritual is to put yourself first, front and center, because the stronger and calmer and more centered that you are at the beginning of your day, the better you'll be able to serve everybody else. Right? In your family, your boss, coworkers, whatever it may be. So today for your morning ritual, I really encourage you to think about how is it that you're starting your day? Is this serving me at the highest level or not? And if it isn't, What changes do you want to make? What changes could you make that will improve your mood and your ability to weather the storms of every single day and appreciate the gifts of every single day? So that's it for day 17. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you tomorrow for day 18. Take care, everyone.